day. What's on your mind for a Friday when we ask the question, is this normal or is this nuts? And we have a whole host of examples today, but your contributions are welcome as well. It's Friday, so we love to have a little fun here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. While we learn what's on your mind, we can have a little fun too, can't we? Steve Botkin is once again at the North Dakota State Fair. We will have Renee Korslein from the North Dakota State Fair join us for the final push for the big weekend.
Another great show last night. It was incredible.
Did you?
People were lined up. I could hear this commotion when we were doing the show yesterday back behind me at 11 o'clock when we got done with the show. I stuck my head around the tent and looked at, because I could hear this yelling and screaming and giggling and stuff during the show. Well, that was coincided with the time that they opened the gates for the state fair. And, well, it turns out there's all these girls lining up to go see Scotty McCreery, middle school and high school girls, and they wanted to be the first ones in line. I went over and talked to them. I'm like, well, no, we got to be up right by the stage. So they camped out at the grandstand doors all day yesterday just to see Scotty McCreery.
That's a good place to start with normal or nuts. I mean, if you are in line before 10 a.m. in the morning to see anyone other than the Pope, I don't know. Maybe the Pope would be worthy of that. But
now, if you're asking you or I, we'd say that's nuts. If you're a teenage girl, oh, that's perfectly normal.
Have you ever stood in a line like that? Well, I do.
No. Yeah. And thank you, the one saving grace of the career I am in, I don't have to.
Would you, though?
You get a little spoiled because being in radio, if there's somebody you want to see or go to, you don't have to wait in line for things, and you just go backstage and see whomever. And so that you're afforded a few amenities from this side of the industry, but...
Well, I mean, I guess for youngsters,
it's kind of
right?
Nice.
It's a Thursday in summer. It's at the state fair. I mean, what the heck, right? You know,
Be sitting in a classroom, right?
You know, they're doing something a little different, but I think the vast majority of folks would say that would not be the best use of my time. Call me crazy. I don't know.
Crazy every Friday, Scott. Well, actually, you know what? I think I've agreed with you the last 2 weeks.
Would you stand in a line to see anybody?
No. No. Not. Absolutely not. My time's too valuable.
Yeah.
Well, I would stand in line to see me.
Well, you can see you every day. I'm just wondering if there's anybody that would, you know, cause you to want to... That's pretty unbelievable. Anyway, sounds nuts to me, but if you were there... If you have a child reporting about what a great concert it was last night, maybe you think differently. You let us know at 800-228-0550 on a Friday edition, Normal or Nuts of What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550. You can email us easily, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So, Scott, what are you normal or nuts about today? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm thinking this is nuts, and I want to have the audience tell us. But there is a plan to spend about a billion dollars of tax money for public relations on Obamacare. Here's a news report on this, just to give you the factual X's and O's behind it. By the way, about a million of this will be spent in North Dakota as well. Listen to this news report, and then you tell me if this is normal or if this is nuts. Can we roll that, Aaron?
Look, they're going to run a bunch of television ads. I wrote a column about this 2 weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal. They're buying a bunch of media markets. Like, they're buying New Orleans and Charlotte, North Carolina. They're not buying Los Angeles. They're not buying New York. They're not buying Chicago. They're not buying Boston. They're not buying San Francisco. They're not buying 6 of the 10 largest markets in America. But they're going to go buy TV ads to sing the praises of Obamacare in New Orleans and in Charlotte, North Carolina. What about those markets? Why those markets? Well, those are in battleground states with U.S. Senate races where the Democrat incumbent voted for Obamacare and is defending their vote. They're buying a bunch of markets in states with Republican governors who are up for election next year. They're not buying them in the biggest markets. They're not buying them in Los Angeles or New York, but they're buying them in places where it will have a political impact. The implementation of Obamacare, the $700 million, and watch it. By the time we're finished, it is going to be north of $1 billion. It could be north of $1.5 billion is being spent for advertising and political help in order to shore up the president's political base and reward his political allies.
All right, so that's Karl Rove on Greta Van Susteren's television show, Greta Wire, on Fox News Channel, talking about how this $1 billion will be used. And by the way, this is happening in North Dakota as well. They have different groups they're engaging, and they're doing public relations and advertising with your tax dollars about Obamacare. That, to me, is nuts. Agree or disagree?
Well, I definitely will agree with you on this one.
Come on, I want to fight.
You're not
I want
nuts.
To fight. I want to battle.
I know. It's Friday. It was a little chilly up here, which I think is nuts for the state fair, but that's a different discussion. I'm going to agree with you. Now, I'm going to agree with you on two reasons. Because, first of all, isn't it illegal to basically be campaigning, spending my tax dollars like this for what equates to a political campaign? And second of all, if I have to have my tax dollars spent, it's going to provide an economic impact. Why don't we get more of that money to North Dakota? It's my tax dollars. I want to see more of an economic impact coming back to my state.
Based on the analysis we just heard, I think the answer would be there's no races they care about in 2014 in North Dakota. So, as he said, you know, you aren't buying Los Angeles or New York. In other words, buy the big media market to reach the most people to send this message about isn't Obamacare great? Rather, it's New Orleans and Charlotte, North Carolina, because they're concerned about political races there. So there's your answer on why more is not coming to North Dakota proportionally out of the $1 billion.
It's illegal.
And nuts, I might add.
And extremely nuts. Scott, it's like 3 weeks in a row I've not considered you nuts, which is a little disconcerting to me.
No, this is really troubling. And, look, we can find a lot of areas where money is wasted in the federal government, but advertising to try and fix the political fortunes of a piece of legislation, in this case the quote-unquote Affordable Care Act, is really bad. Really, really flat-out nuts. So that's where I'm at on that one. What are you normal or nuts over today?
Well, I was going to talk a little bit about the conservation groups in North Dakota wanting the money for the Outdoor Heritage Fund, despite the fact they got the $30 million, but I kind of want to shift gears on that a little bit. Because as the story unfolded a little bit more this morning, I think it's nuts that we have these outside interests coming to North Dakota to pressure our senator, because they flat out said the event that's going to be taking place in Fargo with the Mayor's Coalition Against Gun Violence, they have now come out and said that we are here to try to put pressure on Senator Heidi Heitkamp to get her to change her vote and her opinions on gun control. You know what? You don't live here. She's our senator. She's speaking for North Dakotans. She is representing her constituency. Why would you want to put pressure on somebody? Put pressure on your own senator or your own congressman. I don't care what somebody from Massachusetts or from Arizona and their views on gun control or gun laws are. You know what? That's your state. You live in that state. You deal with things the way you want to. We've got a senator that is supporting the constituent's position in North Dakota. Where does an organization come off thinking they can come in and dictate what they think their policy should be in their state to my state? You don't live here.
I actually don't think that's nuts. I think it's normal that a group would come here and try and gin up some, there'll be folks that agree with them that'll show up. And so that's free speech. That's a political rally. I mean, I don't agree with anything they're saying. I don't think they're going to be successful. But the fact that they come here and try and pressure, in this case, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, pretty normal when you're trying to affect political change. Sorry.
But is that normal or not? It's within the system when we've got a constituency, the state of North Dakota, that elected a senator to represent our thoughts, our beliefs, our what we value here in North Dakota, and then you've got an outside group thinking that they can change what equates to, and let me dumb this down for our audience, equates to them telling us how to live our lives in North Dakota. That's nuts.
Well, you are nuts if you're trying to dumb something down for our audience. I know you're.
Well, that
you're
was a little shot at our yesterday, which, but that's my point. Do they think we're that dumb here in North Dakota that we need somebody from outside the state holding our hand and telling us how to think and how we should feel about different issues because our agenda differs from their agenda? And I don't care if it's the gun control issue. I don't care what issue it is. You know what? Let us have our own opinion in North Dakota. We're intelligent. We can make up our own minds on how we feel about issues in our state.
There's two topics for you to tackle, and yours are welcome as well. Tell us what's on your mind on a Normal or Nuts Friday at 800-228-0550. Next.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nesson Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to NessonConsulting.com or find the link at BakkenBeacon.com.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Here's our telephone number, 800-228-0550. Calls waiting to weigh in. Let's go to Barry and Williston first up. What's on your mind, Barry?
You know, I kind of laugh when you say about these other groups coming here because they have stupidity. We should maybe be going to these other states and giving them some common sense. And then you got, you know, Heidi is, I'm not a big Heidi supporter, I'll say right off the bat, but she has represented us on this gun issue. But my concern is on both her and Senator Holman, they don't always represent what the people of North Dakota want either. So, you know, that's both sides of it. Well, they're represented sometimes, but not all the time.
You know, I think we should be exporting North Dakota common sense, not having all these other people come to North Dakota. We should be exporting what we've got as our values. Maybe, if you look at North Dakota, politically, we're the only state financially that works. Maybe we could send some of that to Washington.
But that'd be hard. When you talk to these people from other states, that you'd be hard-pressed to get anything through most of their heads.
Why is that, Barry?
Well, I have relatives in different parts of the country, especially on the East Coast. You know, when you get talked about some of these issues like guns or whatever, they have no clue about most of it. But they just kind of follow the, you know, I would call it the liberal agenda.
Barry, thanks for the phone call. Let's move on to the phone calls. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And let's go to Karen in Fargo. What's on your mind today?
A few weeks ago, I was watching Sarah Palin give a speech. And then she took a huge plastic glass of pop from who knows where, Hardee's or somewhere. And she kept drinking it as she was continuing her speech. It was so cute. I think when we go and protest to Mayor Bloomberg coming here, that we should get our pop, huge containers of pop from McDonald's, because Mayor Bloomberg is a clown.
He's not coming, however. He won't be here to see the antics, unfortunately, Karen, but it's a fine idea. And it might push back a little bit. I have no problem with them coming at all. I just, you know, look, it's part of the political process. And I know what your point is, Steve, that the majority of folks don't agree with them. And but, you know, whatever. I don't think there's anything wrong with letting your voice be heard. But
I wouldn't mind them coming to North Dakota with an open mind and come and absorb some of the North Dakota amenities. Coming with an agenda and not having an open mind doesn't foster discussion. Hey, you know what? You might learn something coming to North Dakota.
Appreciate the call, Karen. Thanks. Mark in Grand Forks, you're next at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind today? Who's normal? Who's nuts?
Heidi Heitkamp was on Energy Matters this past Tuesday saying that we don't have a federal energy policy, which is a blatant lie. We have federal clean energy mandates. It couldn't be much clearer what the energy policy is.
Mark, I brought that up. Mark, that was my program, and I brought that up because we're dealing with an administration that, and I think they do this purposefully, we really don't have an energy policy. We have the mandates, like you say, but they skirt the system. If we had an anti-energy policy as opposed to a pro-energy policy, either one of those is easier to work with than the vagaries of what we've got with the current administration when it comes to energy. So I'm the one that brought that up, and Senator Heitkamp just agreed with me.
Well, we see in full bloom in North Dakota, we see the federal energy mandates at work with the wind and the solar and the ethanol. And these mandates are based entirely on this fraudulent global warming data that CO2, man-made CO2, is causing global warming and will lead to catastrophe. Now, so it's no surprise that we have leaders who go along with this fraud. Not only do they not say anything, but the EPA, as you said, skirted the congressional process by implementing a CO2 endangerment finding, and now they're actually capping carbon emissions from coal plants based on this CO2 endangerment finding, and Lisa Jackson from the EPA, the then Obama's director of the EPA, admitted in an open session in the Senate that she used this fraudulent, discredited climate data from the UN to pass this, to enact this endangerment finding in CO2. But not Hovind or Kramer or Heidi, none of them even challenged this fraudulent CO2 finding. They go along with it, and in fact, they implement the policies and the mandates willingly and wholeheartedly. So to me, this is really treason, because like you said, it circumvents the legislative process. It's about the executive branch pushing through a energy policy that will destroy the competitiveness of this nation and restrict us from using our abundant fossil fuel reserves here at home. Like you said before, propane, natural gas. We have three times the reserves of Saudi Arabia in terms of oil versus natural gas. And yet we have a policy that's using ethanol instead of natural gas that's so abundant and cheap we burn off millions of cubic feet a year in the Bakken because we don't have a policy to use our fossil fuels here at home.
Mark, write this down on the calendar. I will agree with you on that, and I will ask our guests next time we have some of those guests on concerning that. So let's move on to the next call on a Normal or Nuts Friday, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Lauren in Minot, Normal or Nuts with outside groups in North Dakota.
Well, I think it's I resent very much that they come in, but I think it's a lot like that animal cruelty thing where outside groups tried to influence us into passing a law to be consistent with what was going on in the rest of the country. We just had enough common sense to say, hey, first of all, we don't need it. Secondly, we sure don't need you coming into our state and telling us how to do it. That's all I had to say.
Well, I think that's a good point, Lauren. That's why I trust North Dakotans to sort out whatever, you know, message, you know, comes into North Dakota, whatever groups come into North Dakota, whatever they're, you know, whatever they're trying to accomplish, you know, bring it on. We're big enough to sit here and hear their message, but it's not going to persuade us.
I think we should hear ours too, though. Come into North Dakota with an open mind.
You know, that's a
discussion.
That's, you know, always better than not having a discussion, but, you know, also a little naive when it comes to politics and groups that are trying to get their point across, sort of like Gabby Giffords. She didn't want to come in and have a dialogue. She didn't want to come in and have a discussion with her husband. She wanted to come in and sort of, you know, be able to have a photo op and have some people agree and go rah, rah, rah and slink back out and get the headlines. So they're very often, I mean, I agree with you. I prefer that, but they're not very often looking for that. Appreciate the call, though, Lauren. Thank you. And we'll see if others agree with you. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind on this Friday? What do you think of these tax dollars being spent to promote Obamacare? And by the way, you know, they're also sprinkling some of this money around to, community organizers, for lack of a better term, and then saying, hey, go do outreach. You know, in other words, it's just some walking around money is what it is. $1 million of this will be spent in North Dakota, believe it or not. 800-228-0550. I hope some North Dakota politicians stand up and say, enough, don't spend it, not here. Agree or disagree, let us know.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. Normal or Nuts Friday. I'd like to thank my sponsor for my lodging at the North Dakota State Fair this year. A lodging at the State Fair provided by Dakota Public Relations, Inc. 500, and Fortune 500 companies depend on the experts at Dakota PR to define their message to the public. Dakota PR, we speak Dakotan, and when you talk fair, you talk food, you talk entertainment, you talk the Midway, all the vendors that are here with all the things to see and do, and of course the agriculture side is a huge component. It's a lot of different pieces that come to make the North Dakota State Fair, and what an incredible fair it is. We've got Renee Corzlean, the General Manager from the State Fair. Renee, what a great year this year. I was going to complain about the weather a little bit, but it's only really been cool in the morning and later in the evening, but it hasn't discouraged the crowds at all.
It truly hasn't. I mean, even last night, I was so pleased when I could look down this main road, and there was people walking all over. It was a great sight, yeah. For a Thursday night, it was wonderful, but it was a little bit cool. Everybody had to kind of go and grab a jacket. I mean, for a fair time, most people don't bring a coat or a jacket or a heavy sweatshirt. But
well, you said you turned the furnace on last night, and I refuse. I absolutely refused to throw the furnace on in the camper. It was not going to. That's just not State Fair weather. I just couldn't do it. So I pulled an extra blanket up, and I left the dogs up on the bed. So
I
was plenty warm. You know, when you start looking at numbers last year, record numbers, some of that was because a lot of people wanted to come back and see how the State Fair had recovered from the flood. What were you expecting this year, and where are you at on the numbers?
Well, you know, we are right even, you know, as of Wednesday night, and I can't release what happened on Thursday until the board, you know, has the numbers, but we're right even. And you know what, Steve? That's okay.
The only little hiccup was Friday night
rain.
Because of the rain with Tim McGraw. Still a great crowd. Tim McGraw was sold out. That might have kept a few spectators that just wanted to walk the Midway from coming. But, you know, on the heels of a record.
Yes.
You know.
No, and we so don't want to concentrate on attendance. You know, we're not saying to anyone that we don't want to do good business. We don't want a lot of people here. But it isn't all about that number. It isn't all about whether it's higher or a little bit lower. As long as we can stay an even fare, provide a good entertainment and safe family fun for the people, that's what we want to do. When I look out my window and I can sit and watch those 4-H and FFA kids washing their steers and getting those animals ready for their show, it doesn't get any better than that. we were so determined last year to count smiles, and I so want to hang on to that attitude.
16,000 grandstand passes sold. That's a rousing success, right?
Absolutely it is. How fun is that? And tonight will be a huge night with Toby Keith.
Another sold-out show.
They're sold out, absolutely. But Scotty McCreary last night, he wasn't sold out. I mean, the show pass is sold out, but he had over 6,000 people in there, 6,600 people. That's a huge success for a Thursday night. That was, and I can tell you, as we talked earlier, Steve, about the people that sat out front of this grandstand starting at 8 o'clock yesterday morning.
They started as soon as those gates showed up. Those girls were out there because they wanted to go see Scotty McCreary. And you said you went over and talked to them.
I did.
As I did as well. And they were excited.
They were excited. And it was really brisk because when I talked to them, it was 8:30 yesterday morning. And it was cold. And, of course, they had their pretty dresses on and summer clothes. But they were all fired up to see Scotty.
I know you're in discussions already on some of the entertainment for next year because you guys start working on next year's state fair before this one even wraps up. And that's part of the reason the board meets every day through the state fair, kind of critiquing the day's events and seeing, you know, the planning for next
yes.
year. Have you started working on some of the entertainment?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know you're going to say no, but I'm going to ask, can you... Hint?
Not even a hint.
Not even a little?
Not even a little would I give you.
Fine.
But it is so fun to be able to plan when the people continue to support us with these concerts. It is just fun. It's we want to please the people, and obviously with a sellout concert, we are.
Renee, obviously the weekend remains, so give folks a pitch about what could be done today at the fair or through the weekend. Last chance to take it in and finish strong. What do you want folks to see and take in?
Well, we turn over some of our free stages. So now we have Mama Lou's Strong Woman, who is in the Flickertail Gardens, and I understand she is a must-see. The people that have seen her have come back and said, oh, my gosh, she's great. Lady Houdini, if you haven't seen her yet, you need to get up and see the escape artist. Wonderful job. Of course, kids, if you haven't been fishing, you need to get out to the fishing lines. Tigers, Daryl's Racing Pigs, please get out and see these free stages. And so it's Toby Keith tonight, but it's Creedence Clearwater Revisited on Saturday night at 8. You can still purchase tickets for those.
But you got to go to the box office for
CCR. You have to go to the grandstand for Creedence Clearwater.
Or call the fair office? Does that work too?
Well, you can call a ticket window.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, you can call a ticket window. Or if you're out here today, just stop at the grandstand. But Creedence is going to be another great night, great way to close the fair down.
You know, we talk about all the free stages and the agriculture side, which is a huge component of the North Dakota State Fair, and the great shows and what Murphy Brothers does down in the Midway with an incredible carnival, some great rides. I strongly suggest don't go on some of them after you eat a bucket of cheese curds. I found that out the other day. But the food is a huge component. You've got 49 food vendors here this year.
Absolutely. And every year that we go to conferences, number one reason people go to the fair is for the food. And it is certainly proving it here. Go sit under some of those beautiful umbrellas that are on the food court area or just stroll up. You know, Tubby's is up here by you, Steve, so you can just run across.
I've tried most of them already. I've not gone to all 49, contrary to popular belief, but I've made my rounds on most of them. I'm hoping to get to the ones I've missed so far before the end of the fair on Saturday. But thank you for the food frenzy, being able to be a judge in the food frenzy.
Thank you.
Last Friday, and I look forward to doing that again. I'm a little nervous about this afternoon, though, because I'm in the Blazing Challenge.
All right. Way to be, Steve.
So those that don't know, that is eating Blazing Wings from Buffalo Wild Wings, which are the hottest wings
hottest
they make
wings.
And the hottest wings on the planet. They're warm. I used to eat them. It's been a while, but I'm nervous.
Yeah, well, so like
any
I
advice?
Said, be safe.
Well, I got to go talk to Toby Keith later. I'm like,
maybe you shouldn't breathe on him.
Probably not. You know, actually, he might come over and join me for
you
the
never know
the
about
challenge.
Toby. Yes.
Knowing Toby.
You never know. All good stuff. We are so happy that the people have had a good time. We've heard nothing but good reports, and we want to keep it going.
You know, what do you look forward to next year on the growth of the fair going from a flood year to a record year last year? And I know you pulled out all the stops trying to get things done to make it the best state fair ever coming off the flood. This year, it's kind of you settle into the formula that works, but you're always working to grow and continue that the experience of the North Dakota State Fair. What's some of the things on tap for next year? Where do you want to take this? It seems like you're always taking that next step, that next step. How do we make this better for people that come and visit?
Well, and we are planning, you know, some of the things we can't talk about yet. But, you know, in our big picture, this is working. We want to continue to bring in those 4-H and FFA kids. We want to continue educating the youth about agriculture. We want to educate everyone that's coming to our area about what agriculture does for us. And with that, we just want to make sure and keep that strong, along then with the food and the entertainment and keep that area. We need to keep the right balance going.
How do you work around that balance? Oh, sorry, go ahead, Scott.
No, go ahead and finish, Steve, on the right mix.
How do you work on that right mix? How do you, is it because of the meetings, the feedback that you get? How important is the feedback from the people that visit the state fair?
Oh, absolutely important. That's what we go on. If we're not going to do what the people want us to do, to a point, you know, sometimes we hear, well, man, we have to change this. Well, okay, so a handful wants it. You've got to make sure of what you're hearing, what you're listening to, and follow it. You can tell by the grandstand shows. If they buy the ticket, it's working. If they attend the concert, it's working. If those barns are full, it is working. And I have to tell you that we were scrambling the other night looking for more space in the barns because our goat barn has overflowed with goats. It is goat mania over there. We have the kids are so into goats, into 4-H and FFA. And they are beautiful. So, folks, if you haven't had a chance, you should come out and see these beautiful animals.
Is it time to grow? Are you looking at expansion? Is that the point where the North Dakota State Fair needs to be right now?
We are. You know, we're looking at expansion, and that's nothing new. We look at expansion all the time. As soon as we think that we can make it grow, do we need a little bit more barn space? Do we need a little bit more space for off-season also? You bet. And so we got to figure out how to do that. How do we get that space? Because as you know, every inch around here is used.
It's full.
It's full.
There is a story in the San Antonio blog that dug into the finances of the fair that looks back to that since 1999, the fair has lost $11.4 million despite attendance going up. I mean, do you need that expansion you're talking about, Renee, to get to Black Ink? Is the goal of the fair to get to Black Ink?
Well, I got to tell you that whoever read those financial statements did not know how to read the financial statements. The fair has not been in the red for the past 11 years. We have made money every year. Because in our world, if we don't make it, we can't spend it. Many people think, you know, that the state supports us, and the state has done wonderful things with us, but they will give us no operating funds. And so if we don't run in the black, and if we don't make money, we don't spend it. That is, we pay our own salary out of our operating, always have, and we get great support with the city, with our city and county, with building projects and such. But, yeah, that report, yeah, not so much. People do need to read that financial statement.
From the financial side, you're supported by the people that come to the fair.
Absolutely.
And corporate sponsors, because a lot of great corporate sponsors.
And off-season. We have great off-season work here. Yeah, it's good. If anybody would like to come to my office at some point and read financial statements with me, I would love to go through it with anyone.
They'd like
to come to the office instead of rambling on.
I'll read the report here. It says, the news story, it's from the San Antonio blog, Rob Port's blog. It says, without a consistent infusion of millions of tax dollars, mostly from Ward County and the city of Minot, but some from the state as well, the North Dakota State Fair would have ceased to exist long ago. You're saying that's not right?
I'm saying that's untrue.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's untrue. So, you know, you got to look at it. We did get a great grandstand. We got $15 million from the state. And when you take that $15 million from the state and you build a grandstand, that goes on your depreciation schedule. So, I mean, most people don't want to hear about this, but it goes on your depreciation schedule. Well, guess what that looks like to your bottom line?
Yeah, it's an investment.
It's an investment. I mean, you know, folks, read it carefully.
Another great year for the North Dakota State Fair.
Come on
out, people. I look forward to seeing you at Toby tonight, and I look forward to seeing you at CCR tomorrow.
We'll be there. We're going to have a great time. Be safe, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America, laboratory grade, and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
It's the program that asks what's on your mind, and on Friday, is this normal or is this nuts? A few of your Facebook comments on our questions we started with this hour, and of course we welcome these or any others. Always at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on the program today. $1 million being spent in North Dakota to educate uninsured folks about Obamacare. About $1 billion being spent nationally to promote it. Is it normal or is it nuts? Danny says, hey, divide it up and everyone can have a couple $100. Paul says,
I like that idea.
More idiotic policies that won't do squat to help the United States. Chris says this is all about swing states, going to the point we made earlier about where the dollars are being spent, especially in the television campaigns. Cameron says, hey, it's the law. A lot of education is needed in the system. So he thinks it's normal. Bill says normal. It is the law of the land, whether you like it or not. Typical Republicans not to like it. Ken says government BS. Paul says read the Constitution and uphold it as you were elected to do. Ron says people have a right to know how the system is going to work. Keeping citizens in the dark isn't right. Well, again, you'd have to be under a rock not to know that Obamacare has been passed, that there's a debate about it. So I'm not sure, between websites and insurance companies and, there's all kinds of ways to get information. Do we need an advertising campaign? Is that how you want your tax dollars spent? I mean, these people that think this is normal, I wonder if they're okay with our $17 trillion debt and just continue to whistle past the graveyard on this.
It's my tax dollars. It's our tax dollars. To me, it equates down to being a political campaign. Look at where they're spending those dollars on. It's not equitable across the board. They're not breaking it down that each state gets a 50th of that money. They're not breaking it down by population. So, hey, we're going to dedicate X number of dollars to every person by state population. They're going where there's political races, and that's where they're going to be spending these dollars. To me, that equates to nothing more than a political ad.
Justin wants to respond to Bill saying, hey, you choose to brand Republicans as the only organization against Obamacare when there are efforts across the aisles to get rid of it. Hostility is coming from all directions against the bill because it is an absolute disaster. It's been destroying jobs, increasing deductibles and overhead costs, driving small businesses under that can't afford to keep up with it. Above all, it's destroying our freedom in that it compels us to get covered, fines us if we don't, and imprisons us if we dare not to pay. You bet your bottom line. You bet your bottom dollar out of the one Obamacare will be taking from you before this declaration will, that I will be fighting this to my very last breath. Bring on the fines and try and incarcerate me. Tyranny will be met with action. Justin sounds like he's about had enough. Monty and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Monty.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get on the wrong track with Obama. I don't think he's here to solve problems. I think he's here to destroy the country so they can build it back up the way they want it from nothing. He's been caught in I don't know how many lies. I can't even count them all. Nixon was the same way. I'm old enough to remember his lies. And it just, I don't know how people can follow a person. I couldn't understand it under Nixon and the Republicans to blindly follow someone that's a pathological liar. And they do, and it's to our detriment, and it's going to cost us dearly. I can't believe what's happening to our country. I laid my life on line for it, as many other vets did, and you wonder what did you risk your neck for to end up like this?
Do you sense, Monty, as a veteran, as someone concerned about the direction this country is going, that you have a lot of citizens standing shoulder to shoulder with you, or do you sense a lot of apathy out there?
I think you can promise people nowadays. I think our society's changed. I blame liberalism on a lot of things, although I vote for some Democrats. I voted for Heidi. But liberalism in our schools, in our colleges, in our way of life, Obama wasn't raised to be a conservative. He was raised to believe that everything's unfair. And by the way, I have a black son-in-law and I have black grandchildren, so I'm the first thing out of the liberal's mouth when I argue a point with him is you're racist. And I love my grandson and my son-in-law dearly.
That's offensive anyway, isn't it? I mean, to say I disagree with this person because of a set of principles that I have and then have to worry about being labeled a racist is very un-American in itself. It's racist is what it is.
Well, that's what it is, but that's what you're faced if you disagree with them. And as far as like me, I'm an elderly person now, considered elderly. And if they don't have, if this doesn't work, I just got over a thing, a bug I caught in the service overseas that's affected my digestive system for years. And if I have to wait like months to see a doctor, I'm going to die. And there are going to be a lot of other vets and older people that are going to die. And that, to me, is that's that the death panels is about to decide who lives and who dies.
I have one quick question.
To say that our health system before was perfect, I wanted health care for everyone, and I wanted it affordable. I don't believe in 10 or 20 million illegals getting it and then having us, the rest of us, pay for it, but that's what they're going to do.
One quick question for you, Monty. You said you voted for Heidi Heitkamp, but you're not a fan of Obama. Did you vote for Heidi because you believe that she would effectively take on Obama, and has she done that to your satisfaction?
To a degree. I'm a person that, though, I'm an independent, conservative independent. But I thought that I didn't like Berg. I didn't dislike him as a person or anything. I just didn't like some of the politics, and I've got a couple other ones now on my eyesight. Next election, I probably aren't going to get my vote for Republicans.
Monty, we're up against the break. Thanks for your calls. It's What's On Your Mind.
This is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.